But she was so nice.
She's like, they
tried to locate me in their records at first because she. I asked her what kind of product I brought last time I was in. It was for this face cream I use. Mm. And
well, it's working.
Oh, come on, guys. But I said, I said, I don't know what I have. And she's like, let's check the system. And she couldn't find me. So after the purchase, she goes, well, if you give me your number, I can put you in the system. And then we have a record. And I was like, I kind of felt like,
God, they gotcha.
Yeah. And I didn't mind because I felt like I asked her to do something. So
have fun with all the junk mail.
What's my old number? It's my old number. Okay, it's not good. The new one. It's not the new fancy number.
I didn't check my, like I said, my mail for at least a month, and half of it was junk. Half of
it. Yeah. It really is crazy.
I take the huge pile, and then right away, and half of it turns out to be junk. Throw that away, and then I could start digging into what I got to do with my mail.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't check my mail because I've said it. There's nothing fun that comes in the mail anymore.
No, it's either going to cost you money or it's junk.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or it's a listing of how much the apartment below you just got sold for or above you.
Yeah, but they never say what the price was.
Never.
You got to go to the post office and say, you're off mail. I don't want any more mail.
What do you mean?
Just say, stop mail.
And then what happens?
We're blind to their tyranny.
Oh.
Jerry.
How long
would a bucket on your head. Wait a minute.
How long would it? That would be a great reality show.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to have the balls to do it, but you just get rid of your mailbox. And refuse to fucking check your mail.
Say,
and,
no.
And you want to see a Sims game.
Yeah.
How long would it take before you have no cable, no phone, no electricity, no house?
Oh, without any internet stuff either. You just don't do anything.
Nothing. If you stopped right now paying bills, how long would it take for you to be homeless?
Mm.
This is like a, this is an idea for a movie.
Could take a...
How long, though?
I'd say
with foreclosure, you could absolutely stay in your house.
Yeah, and then they always give you that fucking grace period with bills, 1 month, and then you get the thing that says, "Hey, you're late," and then they
how long for the electricity to go out? That's the biggie.
I think 3 months.
3 months for electricity.
Yeah.
The cable company. I mean, the phone companies. They're motherfuckers now. If you're 2 days over, they turn off your phone. I know that because that happened to me.
Whoa.
Because one of the bills slipped through the cracks. Next thing you know, they turn off my phone 2 days past the bill being due.
Man.
So I know you would lose your phone within a month. That's obvious.
Yeah.
What about cable? Cable about 2 or 3 months, too,
yeah,
right?
Cable's another one of those. I think 3 months is pretty much the, you know, we'll give you this. And then they're really yelling, though, after 3 months.
And then
getting those notices that no one ever gets, the red writing on them.
Right,
and
right. Oh, wow. And then foreclosure would take at least a year to 2 years. So now you're in a house that's shitty because you don't have electricity, cable, or phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how long before they just throw you in jail? Like, they enough just, already.
If you don't pay, you go to jail.
Well, because then it eventually leads into not paying your taxes because you're not checking your mail.
Yep.
I want this broken down. How long?
It all depends on how long the foreclosure is, but...
Foreclosure, I know from... personal experience, that could be a while.
Yeah, and even the tax stuff could take a long time.
Really?
For them to get to you. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be a few years.
And then you wander into the woods. Then they have to find you.
Yeah, you're fucked anyway around it.
Yeah.
Anyway around it. Totally screwed.
Anyone watch the Masters?
Well, I saw one of them last night, Jim Norton, Caroline's.
Oh, wow!
Oh, damn it.
Woo!
I just wanted to see if Tiger Woods would kick the ball any further. I love it. It's cheating.
Winter rules, you know.
Well, that rule that he got caught on, some fucking douchebag from home.
What?
Oh, you don't know what happened?
I heard what happened.
They were more or less going to... There was a couple things that happened. They were more or less going to let it slide because they weren't aware what he did.
Mm.
But some asshole from home, you want to talk about a prick, actually called up and said that he broke the rule.
Ugh. And then does that?
And then they looked at the tape, and it was kind of a gray area. They could have went either way with it. But then Tiger, like, kind of... implemented himself in a press conference saying that he moved the ball back 2 yards because he's supposed to drop it. He chose to drop it from where, you know, he hit the initial shot. So you have to drop it as close as possible to where your ball was originally.
Yeah,
and he admitted in the press